4, please.
Authorize grant agreements and intergovernmental agreements with 11 community groups and native plant mini-grants related to the Community Watershed Stewardship Program up to $100,000 total.
Let's read all these together, Mayor, with 666.
Very good, 666.
And 667.
666, authorized grant agreement up to $73,000 in fiscal year 17-18 to Southwest Neighborhoods, Inc. to provide outreach, technical assistance, and community involvement for watershed projects in Southwest sub-watersheds.
And 667, please.
Authorized five-year contract with the Columbia Slough Watershed Council for $255,000 for Columbia Slough-related education and stewardship activities.
Mayor, I'm pleased to bring forward these three actions from the Bureau of Environmental Services this morning, which will leverage local nonprofits and volunteers to protect our community's watershed. The first item, Council Item 664, is part of the Community Watershed Stewardship Program, which provides mini grants to support activities like natural area revegetation, environmental education, and watershed stewardship. As we will hear today, grantees include Verdi, which will be working with the Columbia Slough Watershed Council, Habitat for Humanity, and homeowners to install rain gardens; DePave, which will partner with the Ascension Catholic Church Congregation and Elemental Technologies to depave a church parking lot; and the National Indian Parent Information Council, which will collaborate with the Johnson Creek Watershed Council and Portland Parks and Recreation to engage youth in restoration projects; and Blueprint Foundation, which will work with students from Roosevelt High School to make stormwater improvements at the Dharma Rain Zen Center. The second item, 665, is a grant agreement with Southwest Neighborhoods, Inc. It will support watershed education at the Southwest Watershed Resource Center, watershed protection grants, invasive plant removal, and native plant landscaping in Southwest and Northwest Portland. And the third item, 667, is a five-year agreement with the Columbia Slough Watershed Council. It will build on our work to promote community stewardship and stream and wetland restoration for the Columbia Slough. In partnership with BES, the Columbia Slough Watershed Council connects over 2,000 people annually to watershed improvement events. And this agreement includes new support for participation from underrepresented groups in environmental education and stewardship work. I'm very proud that the Columbia Slough Watershed Council will continue to be our partner in promoting and protecting the health of the Columbia Slough. I want to thank BES staff, particularly Jennifer Devlin, who is with us today, for their commitment to community partnerships and the work in the Bureau of Environmental Services work. I also want to thank my colleague, Commissioner Amanda Fritz, who has been a strong voice of support for these programs over the years. We believe these partnerships strengthen both our watersheds and our communities. And colleagues, with that, I'll turn it over to Jennifer Devlin. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning. I'll let us each introduce ourselves and what ordinance we're here to talk about. I'm Jennifer Devlin. I've been with Environmental Services for about 18 years now. And I'll be able to talk about and answer questions about the Columbia Slough Watershed Council ordinance.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Esmeralda Sanchez, and I'm a Portland State student, coordinator of the Community Watershed Stewardship Program. I'm part of the Indigenous Studies program at Portland State.
Terrific.
Hi, my name is Becky Tilson. I'm with the Westside Watershed team at BES, and I can answer any questions you might have about the agreement with Southwest Neighborhoods.
Let me just say that even though we're jammed today, we pulled a couple of these from consent because we wanted to celebrate the great work of these partnerships, and I'll turn it over to Commissioner Fritz.
I was just reminiscing myself because I think I got one of the first grants in 1995 when Patrice Mango and Ivy Francis were in Bureau of Environmental Services. And that was kind of another step in my progression to get here, is realizing that good things can be done by community members in partnership with city government and can be good for the health of the watershed as well. So thank you very much for all the work that you've done. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for continuing this program.
I want to follow that up with, since the Portland building staff are all moving, it is up to staff that are here now to go through all those grants and put the final reports into long-term storage. And your grant report is really a nice one, I have to say, Commissioner Fritz. It's standing the test of time.
Can I give you my copy as well? Because it's kind of taking up space in my house, but I don't want to throw it away.
Yes.
Good, thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Is there any public testimony on item 664, 666, or 667?
So, Mayor, the second readings are just 666 and 667.
Yeah, that's correct. Is there any Is there any public testimony on 664?
I didn't have a sign-up sheet for pulled items.
Is there anybody who wants to testify? Seeing none, item 6, any colleagues, any further discussion on 664? That's a non-emergency first reading of an ordinance. It moves to second reading. Please call the roll on 666.
Fish.
We're very proud of these partnerships and grateful to the council for supporting them, and want to thank all of our invited testimony this morning. Aye.
Saltzman.
These are great partnerships and really help improve our community. So thank you, Commissioner Fish. Aye.
You Daly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, this partnership with Southwest Neighborhoods Incorporated recognizes that neighborhood coalitions are the experts in getting messages out to their communities within their geographic areas and partnering with many different ethnic communities as well. So very much appreciate your work and that of your predecessors on this grant. And thanks to the Bureau of Environmental Services, who've realized very early on that having the community do the outreach is a good way to get things done. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The grant's adopted. The ordinance is accepted. Thank you. Please call the roll on 667.
Fish.
I want to thank all the team members at BES, particularly Jennifer Devlin, for their great work in overseeing these programs. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Daly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted.